With WMUK News, I'm Sevilla Mann. More than one species of butterfly has seen its numbers drop, in some cases plummet, in recent years. The monarch is doing better than some, but scientists who track it say it's been in decline for more than a decade. They want to keep a close eye on it, which means they need to know about how many are out there and where. And that's where trained volunteers can offer a lot of help. Here's how citizen scientists and gardeners are contributing to butterfly conservation in southwest Michigan. Ilse Gebhard stands by a table of seedlings in her yard in rural Kalamazoo County.
Those are butterfly weeds. This pink flowers, that's orange flowers, and these are also the swamp milkweed.
Some stand a foot high. Others barely reach the top of the pot.
That's what they look like when they first come up. This is what they look like when they're bigger.
Milkweed happens to be the only plant the caterpillar of the monarch butterfly will eat. And that's why Gebhard grows it. She says monarchs have fascinated her since a day when she was chopping down invasive honeysuckle bushes.
I found a monarch chrysalis on one, so I brought it inside and out came the butterfly and I was just hooked.
The last 15 years have been tough on Midwestern monarchs. They've lost food and habitat because of an agricultural trend that began in the late 1990s. Farmers started to grow crops that, thanks to genetic engineering, could tolerate herbicides like Roundup. But milkweed, like most plants, is no match for Roundup. Gebhard says growers are squeezing in corn crops, even on marginal land, to meet the demand for ethanol. And people who cultivate short green grass don't help either, she says.
They move out in the country and they buy 5 or 10 acres and they put it into lawn. And lawn is absolutely doesn't do anything for any insects.
Conservation biologist Ashley Ann Wick says last year's figures on the monarchs that migrate from the U.S. to Mexico for the winter were particularly dismal. Wick studies butterflies at the Kalamazoo Nature Center. Today, she's at the center's field station in Alamo Township. She says last year, biologists recorded the lowest number ever of overwintering monarchs. It was a huge decline.
Even from the previous years where we had said, this is the lowest number ever, and we keep having these lowest number evers.
Wick says the volunteers she trains to count butterflies and record the data make a huge contribution to her field.
The tagline for citizen science is no PhD, no problem. You don't have to be an expert to go and help us collect valuable scientific data.
This weekend, she'll finish a course for volunteers she's instructing in a technique called the Pollard Method. Her students learn to note all the butterflies they observe within 5 meters on either side of a set path.
So we set them up with a route that is 1 to 3 miles long, and they just walk it slowly 6 times throughout the year and count the butterflies that they see.
The idea is to monitor common species to make sure their populations are holding up before they pass a critical point. And that's why Gebhard, who focuses on monarchs, will also be leading a workshop this weekend at the Kellogg Bird Sanctuary. She'll teach volunteers a method for tracking larval monarchs, that is, eggs and caterpillars.
They check the milkweed in that site once a week for eggs and larvae that they find. And then they enter the data online on the database so that it can be analyzed.
It will be analyzed by scientists at the University of Minnesota. They run the Monarch Larva Monitoring Project, which gathers input from volunteers around the country. Wick says once a butterfly's numbers are so low it's endangered, you don't want to show people where they are because you could further disturb them. And it's harder to judge their condition.
And it gets to the point where we can't really do much investigation into looking into its decline when there's not really enough left to study.
Wick studies two butterflies whose numbers have dropped much further than the monarchs. Both have spent more than 20 years on the federal endangered species list. One is the Karner blue, which, like the monarch, also saw its worst numbers ever last year. The other is the Mitchell satyr. That's satyr as in the half-man, half-beast of Greek myth.
The satyrs are these little brown butterflies. Some people would call them drab, but I like to call them chocolatey brown.
Several clusters of Mitchell's satyrs used to live in Kalamazoo County, but they've disappeared. WWIC is working with several groups and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service on plans to reintroduce them. She says they're up against the lot when it comes to bringing back endangered butterflies. But, she says, since moving to Kalamazoo a little more than a year ago, she's impressed with how many people want to grow native plant species. At her property, Ilse Gebhardt has been doing exactly that, killing off patches of lawn with mulch and replacing it with things like milkweed and prairie grasses.
You want to plant native plants because that attracts the native insects. And, you know, they develop together over the years. I have one butterfly bush which is not native, and nothing eats it.
Gebhardt will give away most of the milkweed plants she's raised to people who want to attract monarchs. For WMUK, I'm Sevilla Mann.